Daf Nun Zayin. Today's learning is sponsored by the Hirschkutz family, Leon and Ishbas, Yehud, the Moshe Ben Yehud Leben, by the Weider family, Rufua Shlema, Daniela, Tzver Bas Dina, and by the Fuchsbrunner family. I forgot to write it down. What was it for again? Ronan's grandfather?
Yeah.
Yitzchak. Ben Bela. The Shama should have an Aliyah. Okay. So we are four that lines down in Daf Nun Zayin. The Gemara says that V'chidavar halamed behekesh. Choser umelamed behekesh. So that which is learned once through a hekesh may not be then taught through another hekesh. In the world of kachim, there are different dinim of how the yud gimel midos shatorin adjusted behem. So one of the klalim are that one hekesh cannot then be re-taught through a second hekesh. So here, what's the hekesh? We had one hekesh. If you look at Rashi two lines down, this is going to be a very technical daf. It's a bit of a challenging daf. So Rashi writes two lines down, Chi davar halamed behekesh kigon par shalamed b'matnos pnim achas l'mala min asar behekesh. We had it the other day, yesterday, talking about the hekesh of achas l'mala, asar shev l'mata, and that back and forth between the par and the sar and the sar and the par. So we learned all those through a hekesh that in the Kodesh Kodashim you need to do one achas l'mala, asar shev l'mata. We apply that both to par and hesayir. And then yesterday we learned that also, just like it applied in the Kodesh Kodashim, we apply that as well on the paroches, through another hekesh. So that's a hekesh one applied through a hekesh number two, and that doesn't work in the world of the kadshim. So the Gemara gets, let's read, finish at Rashi. Could go in par shalomin b'matnos pinim achas lamala min asar behekesh, v'asayir shev lamata behekesh min apar, chozen umelamdin matanos shebefnim amatnos haparoches behekesh. Then we take those dinim of sprinklings of the kodshim and we apply it to the heicha, the paroches, through yet another hekesh. That's this din. V'chidavar halamed behekesh, chozer halamed behekesh. So what the Gemara answers is, hai heimanu v'davar echadu v'lo havehekesh. This is not called a hekesh. This is what's called a heimanu v'davar echad. So what does that mean? So Rashi says three narrow lines down, heimanu v'davar acher, hekesh harishon lav hekeshu. That first hekesh of combining the amount of sprinklings of par to sa'ir and back and forth, that's not really hekesh. Why? Sharei, bein bepar, bein besar, ksiv mala umata, v'lo hutzrach lumo zemize ela es haminim. A hekesh is when you're making a full limud, an entire limud, where it doesn't say anything by one place and you're applying it to the other place. Here, it does say you need to sprinkle top and bottom, both by par and sa'ir. We just don't know how many amounts those hazals. That's just clarifying a din that we already know. We're just adding to it, but it's not really a full hekesh. That's what's called a heimanu v'davar acher. That's the drasha. So Rashi says further that again, sharei bein bepar bein besar ksiv malo mat in the pasuk. It says top and bottom. V'lo hutzrach lumo zemize ela es haminin. All you're learning is something very limited. How many sprinklings? But the concept that there's a hazal lamala and there's a hazal lamata, that much we don't need. Hilkach. Each one independently is only learning a little bit from the other place. And just learning a little bit from the par or a little bit from the sar just to explain and clarify, but that's not really hekesh. So what is an example of a hekesh? So Rashi tells us that you can't go ahead and teach from that hekesh. Let's say the word lamata did not appear by sire at all. Or Lamala bapar wasn't said, lo nemar klal. And then the only way you knew lamala by a par or lamata by a sar would only be through this gzer shava of lamdu behema zumizu, behekesh, hainu hekesh. That's the hekesh that we would say, she'eno choser umlabid behekesh. But what we have now in the psukim, it says lamala mata, both by par and sayer, that's not called a hekesh. That's what's called again, heimanu v'davar acher. And you can then reapply that through a hekesh. So the Gemara then says, hani chalman damer, this all makes sense if you hold, that's taka lo have a hekesh. But there's another man damer that says even this, what we're calling a heimanu v'davar acher, there's an opinion that that's actually a hekesh. The man damer have a hekesh ma'ik lememar. So the one who says even though it says lama lamata both by par and v'sayer, and you learn the numbers from each other, that's still called a hekesh. So once that's a hekesh, how do you go now learn another hekesh to apply that same din to the parochas? So the Gemara explains two answers. Gemara says mekomosu digamre mahadadim. So the understanding of this din is, it would only be a double hekesh if we learn par v'sar from each other, and then we learn par v'sar again from each other to the parochas. But this second hekesh is not the same type of limud. It's a different subject matter. We're talking about mekomos. Meaning the Hekesh number one is this part Sire. Hekesh number two is in places. It's the Kodesh Kedoshim in Heichal. It's a different type of focus. And that's not called a double Hekesh. A double Hekesh only if it was Parv Yisar in the Kodesh Kedoshim, and then Parv Yisar again in the Heichal. That would be the type of double Hekesh. Just look at Rashi. Rashi says that B'mekomos hu degamri mahadad. They ain't the Hekesh halamed min a Hekesh. That's not called a double Hekesh. Sharei behekesh rishon lamdu behema zumazu. The focus is an animal parvisayer. The says damo kashi also ledama par. But the hekesh sheni says Rashi, the second one that we're learning lohuka shum davar laachas mina behemos. We're not connecting again the parvisayer, the animals lomo mimenu mashalom the behekesh mechaverta. Ella, the focus of the second hekesh is hamakomos hukshuze leze. As it says, v'chein yaseh la'ol moed kasher kafar la'kodesh. So again, hard to understand and wrap your head around this entirely because these are just rules that are almost made up. It's part of the Masorah, but I'm not sure what the logic is. But since the focus, the subject matter of each of the hekeshim are different, that's not bechlal the din of a double hekesh. Alternatively, Gemara suggests, ibais eima chutz mibifnim bechada zimna gamar. The other suggestion is it's not a double hekesh, it's one big hekesh. When we learned Dam Vesar, Lama Lamata from each other, it wasn't just learning it only in the Kodesh Kedoshim, it was learning it one shot to all the sprinklings. That first Hekesh was applied both to the Kodesh Kedoshim and the Heichal all in one full swoop, and therefore it's not considered a double Hekesh. Okay, so that's the dinim of this double Hekesh. Let's move on now. The Gemara now says, Tana, Kishum Maze, Einu Maze al Parochas, el Keneged HaParochas. When you do the sprinklings of the Par, and the Sire, you sprinkle it not all on the Parochas, but rather you sprinkle it towards the Parochas, but the goal is not to have it land on the Parochas itself. So Amar Rebbe Lazar by Rebbe Yossi, Ani Ra'isa B'Romi, I saw in Rome this Parochas, Vayuala Kamatipe Damim Shapar V'Sar Shem HaKippurim. I saw that there was actually blood sprinkled on the Parochas that was hanging in Rome. So we see that there isn't need to throw the blood directly on the Parochas. So Gemara says, V'Dilma, perhaps, the Par Helm Davar Shel Tzibor, Usiire avodazara havu dechazu. So maybe he saw the blood that was sprinkled by the Parlam Davar Shatzibur in the Sira Avodazara, which was also sprinkled towards the Parochas. How do you know this was from the Yom HaKippurim Par and Sair? And there were answers because of Chazu Davide Kisijan. It was an order. If you remember, we had that din the other day. When they sprinkled on the Kodesh Kedoshim, the Parochas, they did a Kematlif. Kematlif meant in a line. As opposed to the Parah Hamdavar Shel Tzibor and the Sir Shema Kippur and Sir Shel Avodah Zarah, although there is one Lamala and seven Lamata, it wasn't in order. It was just like there and then there and then there. It was like spread out. It wasn't in order. But Yom Kippur was Mamash straight line, up one and then seven down here. So since it was in a line, it was clearly it was from the Dam of Par Yom Kippurim and the Sar of Yom Kippurim. So he saw it, even though the intention was not to get it into the Baruchas, but if it made its way to the Baruchas, so then that would be fine as well. Davida Kisijim. Now the Gemara reports differently. Nami, the Mishnah says, "Gave par helam davar shel tzibur ki agavna kshumaze lo hayunogin beparochas vimnagu nagu." It says by the parim davar shel tzibur, we dafka try to avoid it from touching the parochas, but if it touches it, it's still acceptable nonetheless. Now, although that's true by the parim davar shel tzibur and the siyar avodah zarah, that if it touches it, it's acceptable. The Gevurah Sari wants to learn from this. In contrast, if it were to touch it by Yom HaKippurim, the Gevurah Sari thinks it would actually be puzzled, it would be disqualified, such a sprinkling. This Mishnah only says it by the Parim Davar Shel Tzibur and the Sira Avodah Zarah, Imnagu, it's acceptable. By Yom Kippur, it doesn't say this. So what would the difference be? So the Gevurah Sari says, because the understanding was, the Parochas had a din of Kodesh Kedoshim. And by Par Yom HaKippurim and the Sira Yom HaKippurim, you dafka had to sprinkle in the Heichal, not in the Kodesh Kedoshim. But if the Dam went on the Parochas, which had a din of Kodesh Kedoshim, that would be disqualified and not acceptable. The Kohen Gadol will have to redo the Par and Sair Dam of Yom HaKippur. So then the Gemara says, Amar Rebbe Elazar, Rebbe Yossi, Ani Re'isia, I saw him in Rome, a little bit of a different report. Vayu Aleh Kama Tipe Damim, Shepar Ham Davar Shel Tzibur, V'Siyar Avodah Zarah. I saw there was many drips of blood, and it came from the Parim Davar Shel Tzibur and Siyar Avodah Zarah, not from Dam Yom HaKippurim. So how do you know? Gemara says, V'dilma, Depar, V'sar, Yom HaKippurim, Ninu. How come you're assuming it was the blood from the Parim Davar Shel Tzibur and not from the Parim Yom HaKippur? And the Gemara, according to this report, says, D'chazinu Davidu Shelo Kisijim, because here, the blood was not in a straight line, it was actually dispersed, and that must have indicated it came from the Dam and Sair of the Parim Davar Shel Tzibur and the Sire Avodah Zarah. So there's an interesting question. If you look at Tosos asks in the bottom here, Ani ra'isa b'romei v'hayu aleha kama tipe damim b'par helm davar shel tzibur. So Tosa asks, Hiksha Riva, v'vav b'ayis rishon lave parochas, so when did they, what, the parochas, where was it from? If it was from b'ayis rishon, we know there's no parochas in b'ayis rishon. So it must have been b'ayis sheni. But the problem is, if it's b'ayis sheni, says Tosos, have a parochas, lo hayu makrivim parham davar shel tzibur. There's no parham davar brought in time to b'ayis sheni. How do you know? Because the Tosos quotes the mission in Maseches Megillah Daf Tes, Ein bein korn mashiach l'merubah begadim. A korn mashiach is a korn gadol who was anointed with the Shemen HaMishcha. And merubah begadim is a korn gadol who had no Shemen HaMishcha, but he was anointed or appointed korn gadol by wearing the eight special begadim. So what's the difference if the korn gadol was anointed with the par mashiach, which was from Bais Rishon, versus merubah begadim, which was only during Bais Sheni? What was the difference? The one difference is el par haba al kol mitzos. When the korn gadol were to violate an aveira, he brings a special carbon par. That's a par ham davar. He brings only the korban mashiach's makrivo for lo meruba begadim. So if this is by sheni and there's a parochas during by sheni, there's no parham davar in by sheni. The korban gadol only was meruba begadim. He wasn't a korban mashiach. So what parham davar were we talking about that was brought in by sheni on the parochas? So Tosa answers with teretz the by sheni rather by rishon hava. It's referring to Bais Rishon. Ah, so what about the parochas? Parochas debavai. We spoke about the parochas that was in the 13 parochos that were on the outside. That was parochas that was maybe in the center of the amatraxin. That was that window that had a little curtain over. That's what it was referring to. That small parochas. Alternatively, Tosas answers. Beritiritz Bais Sheni. Really, this is referring to Bais Sheni. So how come there could be blood from the parhelm davar? Shahahi de Megillah rather. Ayri b'haras korin Mashiach laatzma. There's two types of parhelm davars. There's one is when the Kohen Gadol makes his own hara and acts upon it, makes a mistake. That's the type of parham davar that cannot be brought during Bais Sheni. That can only be brought with the Kohen Gadol Meshuach B'Shem HaMishcha. But there's another parham davar, which Tosa says a few lines later. He said, but the parham davar shel tzibur, not shel kohen, but shel tzibur, that was brought even during Bais Sheni. So there's two parham davars. One parham davar shel kohen, that was not brought Bais Sheni, but parham davar shel tzibur was brought during Bais Sheni, and that's what the Gemara is referring to here, that the blood that was found on the parochas. Another interesting question that comes up from here, the Hagos Maharsham asks, how could there be blood left on the parochas, and they found in the Rome? There's a din that any blood found in the begadim of the Kohen Gadol had to be washed. You couldn't leave it there. You had to do marika and shtifa and kibbutz. You need to wash it out. So how could he leave the blood in the parochas? So the answer, he says, is the only type of blood you need to wash outside from the begadim is the blood that was not supposed to be there. If he was a shecht in the cow and it squirted all over him, or he's pouring the blood, it splattered all over him, that type of blood needs to be removed. But here, there's a special din to sprinkle it towards the parochas. And if it made its way to the parochas, that type of hazah, that type of dam did not apparently need to be washed, and that's why it apparently remained on the parochas. Okay, let's go weiter now. Gemara now says, it's still, the rest of the daf is pretty tricky now. Halfway down the Amud here, it says as follows, Nisarvu lo damim bidamim. Let's say that there's a din. Let me review what took place in the on Yom Kippur. You first shechted the dam apar. The dam apar was first sprinkled seven times in the Kodesh Kedoshim, then they sprinkled the sayer seven times in the Kodesh Kedoshim. Then they took the dam apar, sprinkled it towards the parochas seven times, and then the dam asar towards the parochas. And then they took the blood and sprinkled it on top of the corners of the Mizbeach HaPnimi, the smaller one, which we'll get to on a Mabed a little bit. Then they mixed them together and poured it on top of the Mizbeach HaPnimi. That's the steps. So there are three separate sprinklings of par sayer, and then they mixed them together. Let's say they got mixed together before they did any of the sprinklings, before even the par and sayer of the Kodesh Kedoshim, it's all mixed together. So look at Rashi says, again, it's arvelo damim bedamim. Rashi says, we are, this is the last word in the narrow lines, damim bedamim shel par v'sayer, kodim shenasin bifnim klum. Before you put anything in, they all got mixed together, the blood of the cow and blood of the goat. So what are you supposed to do now? So Amar Rava, Rava says, no sin achas lamala, v'shev lamata, v'ololo lakan lakan. You do just one sprinkling on each location, that's going to suffice for both. You take the mixture of the blood, you sprinkle it once on top, seven below in the Kodesh Kedoshim, and you fulfill both the chiv of dam, par, and dam, sayer, all in one shot. You kill two birds with one stone. So the Gemara responds back, Amru Kame, the Rabbi Yirmiyah, they told this shita of Rav in front of Rabbi Yirmiyah, and Rabbi Yirmiyah was very, very strong. Rabbi Yirmiyah, remember, he had his chavrus was Rabbi Zeira. Rabbi Zeira left Bavel, he hated Bavel. Rabbi Yirmiyah didn't seem pleased with Bavel either. It said, Amr Bavloi Tipshoi, the people from Babylon are stupid. Mishum Didai Ba'ar Dechashur, they live in a dark place, and Amr Shmaisu Demechashur, they say a dark, a stupid Torah. That's what he said. So he says, Hakayoiv Lemala Desayir Mikame Mata Depar. Because in this, the suggestion by Rava, you're doing the sprinkling of the sayer above before completing the sprinkling of the par below. the din is you have to do all of Dama Par before Dama Sar, which means Dama Par Lamala, Dama Par Lamata, before doing Dama Lamala and Mata of Sar. But in this case, you're sprinkling one on top. You've covered Dama Par and Dama Sar, but how can you Dama Sar Lamala if you haven't yet done Dama Par of Lamata? So that doesn't make any sense. Again, Ka Yoiv Lamala de Sar, Mikame Mata de Par. That Torah Amr, the Torah teaches us that V'chila mechaper sakolish. You have to complete each section, each stage, before the other stage. What means kula dam hapar, v'charkach kula dam hasayir. First finish the dam hapar sprinklings, and then the sayir. So what does Rabbi Yirmiyah suggest? El amr Rabbi Yirmiyah, nosin achas l'mala v'shev l'mata l'shem par only. Your kavana, even though it's a mixture of the bloods, your kavana is first to do l'shem hapar, one atop, seven below, and then you do it a second time, that mixture, v'chozer v'nosin achas l'mala, v'shev l'mata l'shem hasar. Okay, excellent. Now, the next situation, the Gemara says, nisarvu lo damim b'matnos hachronos. Let's say they get mixed on the second sprinklings. What does that mean? So Rashi says, the last line of Rashi, b'matanos hachronos, achas shenosin achas l'mala m'nepar. Right, you just one sprinkling. You took the blood of the dam par, you did achas l'mala, somehow, I'm not sure how, the rest of the blood got all mixed together with the dam asar. You didn't have a chance to do the seven of Dama Par below, and now everything's mixed together. So what do you do now? So the Gemara says, Savar Rapapa, Rapapa suggested, Kami the Rava, Lemeimar, he wanted to suggest, No sein sheva lamata l'shem par, and shem sa'ir, v'chozer v'no sein achas l'mala l'shem sa'ir. So you're going to do seven sprinklings below, and that seven sprinklings below will be for the par, and also for the sa'ir, and then afterwards do a Dama sa'ir one, Kavana, on the top. So it's backwards, right? It's doing 1-7-7-1. It should be 1-7-1-7. It's really 1-7-7 together, and then one for the Dama Sar. So the Gemara's response is even harsher than before. So the Gemara says, Amar le Rava ad hashta karlan tipsha. Up until now, you call me just stupid. The hashta, now you call me tipsha the tipsha. I'm the stupidest of the stupid. Why? The kama gamrina lehu velo gamir. You tried teaching us something, and we didn't even learn what you told us. Because I'm not sure exactly the conversation, but Rava was one who made the mistake earlier. Now I guess he's telling Rapapa, you didn't even learn what I tried to teach you. This is wrong. It can't be in this order. To do one cow, and then seven cow, seven sire, then one sire afterwards. That's that backwards. V'ha kayav mata the sire. Aren't you putting the blood of the sire of the bottom, mekame mal the sire, out of order? V'ha Torah Amr, the Torah says, first tain lemala, then acharkach lemata. So in this scenario, what are you supposed to do? The Gemara says in Daf Nun Zayinu Beis now, Ella Amar Rava Rava here, he explains, Nosen Sheva Lamata L'Shem Par, V'Chozer Nosen Achas Lamala V'Sheva Lamata All L'Shem Sar, which is, I think, what we would have all said as well, that again, you do seven below only L'Shem Par, then you do one above L'Shem Sar only, and then seven below L'Shem Sar. So next scenario, the Gemara says, Nisarvu Lokosos Bikosis. Now what happens if you confuse the different cups? Here, there's no mixture of the blood. The blood remains separately. But what happened was you weren't sure which was the Dama Sayer, which was the Dama Par now. So you couldn't tell by the color, you couldn't tell by the amount. So what do you do at this point? So Rashi just explains here. Actually, no, let's look at the Gemara. The Gemara says that Nosein V'chozer V'nosein V'chozer V'nosein Shlosha Pamim. You have to do everything three times. Why three times? Because let's say there's A and there's B. If I do A first, I do 1-7, and I do B 1-7. If A was par, I did it perfectly. Did A 1-7, and then this one was sire. But let's say A was really sire. So I did sire first, 1-7, that's worthless. Then I do the B 1-7 for par, I need to do sire again, and you do it a third time, so you're doing A, B, A. That's how it works. Just look at Rashi to say that all out. Rashi explains, top line of Rashi, kosos, bekosos, she'enu makir eza kos, shapar, veza kos, shel sire. You don't recognize which is which. So what you do is, says Rashi, is nosin v'chozer, nosin v'chozer, v'nosin, three times. V'chol avode v'avode, each stage, for the kosh kedoshim, for the heichal. V'nosin achas l'mala, v'shev l'mata mina echad, from one of them, that's called A. And then v'chozer v'nosin mina sheni, from B. And then v'chozer v'nosin mina rishon, again from A, B, A. D'marashach, I rishon shapar haya, so v'asheni sire, if it's A is cow, and B is the sire, yatsa b'rishona uv'shnir. I was yotzi when I did the first and second sprinklings. But Rishon Shel Sayer, the A, was really Sayer, so Haya, Varehu Kimosha Eino, if I sprinkle that first, it's as if nothing would happen, because you can't do Dama Sayer prior to Dama Par. Kidetanya, the Par is Ma'akev as a Sayer, so Yatze B'Shniya, V'Shtishi Sam Yotze, in this case, doing B-A, Shirei Kodem Par L'Sayer, V'Chein Behecha. So that's what you're supposed to do if you confuse which cup is which. Then the Gemara says the next scenario, four lines down in Amid Beis here, Miksas damim nisarvelo u miksas damim lo nisarvelo. Let's say it's a situation where I've got cups A and B. A as dama sayer, dama par, let's say, and B as dama sayer. A is par, B is sayer. And somehow, each of them mix a little bit into a third cup, okay? But they still remain. I still have dam in A, I still have dam in B, but the third cup C has a mixture. So what are you supposed to do? So this is obvious, of course. If A still has a dam par, I do dam par, and B, which is dam asar, I do dam asar separately. That's the solution. So what's the shiloh? So Gemara again says, nisarvu lo mixas damim, but sorry, mixas damim nisarvu, but mixas damim lo nisarvu, still some blood remained in A and B, in the, respectively. Pshita, it's obvious, when I sprinkle the blood, I use from the cups that are separate, that are vadai damapar, that which is vadai damasar. But the question here is, what do you do with the third cup C, which has the mixture? Are the remaining ones in the cup C, is that called shiraim? Or perhaps it's worthless, I need to pour it in the amma. Because after you've done all the sprinklings, all the blood that's left, you pour into onto the yisod, it's called shiraim. But that shiraim is always taken from a cup that I normally use. When I sprinkle from that cup, what's left over in that same exact cup, that's called shiraim. It could have been used as hazah, but it was left over at shiraim. But this cup C cannot be used. It's possible because it's a mixture of dama sar, dama par. So maybe it's completely removed from even being shiraim and it gets poured to the amma as opposed to being poured in the yasoda of the mizbeach. So what's the status of that C? That's really the shaila. Is that shiraim or is it not considered shiraim? So Gemara says, Amar Papa, Papa says, Afilul mandamar. So I'll just say outside first before I read ahead. The Gemara is going to talk about a scenario. Let's say you have a carbon chatas. And again, whatever the reason is, that's what they did. Let's say they had caught the dama chatas in four separate cups. And let's say used only one cup. What is the status of the other three? Are those called shiraim? Because I never used them for dama sayer, for the dama the chatas. Or do I say it came from the chatas of the shiraim, or does it not? Only the cup that I use itself is it shiraim, but the other ones which were not used, they're not called shiraim. So Gemara is going to use that type of case of the four cups for chatas to try to answer the question here of the dama par, dama sar, that mixed into this cup which we're calling C. So Gemara says as follows, Amre Papa, Afilu l'man damar kos echad oseh chaveiro shiraim. Even according to the man damar, which we'll see in the Brayis in just a moment, who holds, if I have the four cups which I caught for the dama chatas, I did all four sprinklings from only one cup. But that one cup could make the other three cups for the chatas shiraim. I could use that. That's all true. Hanimile hechadi by lemisava matziyav. That's only because by the chatas I could have used either of the three other cups as a sprinkling if I wanted to. I decided not to, but they were all wrong. But in our case, where they got mixed up, the dama par with dama sayer of a high di by lemisav lo matziyav. I could not use C as a sprinkling because it's mixed together dama par dama sayer. So it's disqualified. Maybe that's not called shiraim. So the Gemara says, what do you mean? Amrle Rav Huna, Brei Dev Yeshua says back to your papa. I would say Adam, the opposite. Afil mandamer, even the one who holds that kos echad ose chaveiro dichur. The one who holds, if by the chatas, where I caught the blood in four cups, and if I use only cup the first cup, the other ones are actually puzzle, maybe only by the chatas are the remaining cups puzzle, and not shiraim, but by our case of the cup C of dam par tam sayer, it would be acceptable as shiraim. What's the difference? Because there, by the kos echad, which is ose chaveiro dichoy, by the chatas case, hanimile de dichoy biyadayim, I willingly decide not to use the other three cups. That's called dichoy biyadayim. I shoved it off out of the place here, so that's why it's pasul. Aval hecha, but here the case of dama par, dama sar, hecha de lo dachim, I didn't willingly push it off. It happened. I didn't choose to not use it. I couldn't use it. The halacha told me I can't use cup C because dama par, dama sar are mixed together. It wasn't me doing this. My hands were tied. It wasn't dichoy biyadayim. Maybe that's not going to push it off, and that cup would be acceptable as the shiraim. Aval hecha, again, de lo dachim biyadayim lo. So that's just, again, we don't have an answer. We could go both directions. So what is this braisa about the chatas and the four different cups that we've been referring to? So Gemara says, the Tani, the braisa teaches us that says in one pasuk, Lamala, it says earlier, it says, Lamala hu omer ves damo yishboch, its blood you should pour. That's by the dama chatas of the asar nachshon. Ulamata hu omer, it says, by the regular chatas, it says, ves kol, all the dama yishboch. So what do you mean, damo, which sounds like some of the blood? Kol damo sounds like all the blood. How do you reconcile these psukim? So Gemara says, minayin l'chatas shekibo dama ba'ar bakosas. Let's say you catch the blood of the chatas in four separate cups. V'nosin mizeachas u'mizeachas shekul nishbach nisod. That if you pour, the chatas requires four sprinklings at each of the four corners. So if I want to use one cup per corner, that's allowed. cup one is for this corner, cup two is for that corner. I use them each of the cups. How do I know the shirayim in each of the cups are all considered shirayim? Tamalomer, ves kol dama yishmach, you take all the blood. Fine. But what about the next step? Yachal, afil nasan arba matanos me achas me'en. Let's say I use only one cup, achas me'en, for all four sprinklings, and three of the cups of blood I didn't touch at all. How do I know that too? Well, what's the din there? Tamalomar ves damo yishbroch. It's singular damo, meaning the one I used. Hu nishbroch liyisod. Only that one cup, the remaining, the shirayim is used and spilled to the yisod. But the other three, which I didn't use, hey nishbroch and ama. So that's the Tanakama, that the three other cups are considered disqualified by the chatas case. Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Shimon Omer, minayin lachatas shekibol dama ba'arba kosas v'nasan arba matanas me'echad mehem. Shekulon nishbachan liyisod. He argues and says that no, even though I only used one cup of blood, the other three cups are still considered shirayim. How does he know? Tamal amar ves kol dama yishbach. All the blood should be sprinkled and used as shirayim. All the four cups, even those that were which were not used. So what does he do with the pasuk? Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon haksiv ves dama yishbach. It's blood, which is only. It's not like one cup is used. Amar Rav Ashi lemute shirayim shebetzavar behema. What's referring to here is only blood that's actually caught can be used as shirayim. The blood that remained in the neck of the animal, that's not called shirayim. So this machlokas, what to do with the other three cups, even though they were not used, is machlokas tanakam Rabbi Elazar. And above we said, that is, again, you could go both directions, whether or not it would be proof which direction, whether or not by the case of the dam that you mix together, dama par, dama sayer, in that third cup, whether that's considered shirayim or not shirayim, may or may not depend on this machlokas about the chatas and the four cups. Let's go a little further now. The Gemara then says, "Ira dama par betoch dama sar." So what happened was that after they sprinkled the blood on the kosh kedushim or in the kosh kedushim and the parochas, then they mixed the blood of the cow and the blood of the goat together, and then they poured it. So the Gemara says, "Tanan, our Mishnah holds kiman de amar ma'arvin lekarnos." So again, I mentioned before, there's a machlokas that when you sprinkle after you first sprinkle in the kosh kedushim, each of them separately, then on the parochas separately, and then you come to the mizbech apnimi. So do you first do dama par on the four corners, and then dama sar separately, and then you mix it to pour on top of the mizbech apnimi, or do you mix it first, and then you have the mixture on the karnos hamizbech? So the way the Mishnah presents, the Mishnah hadn't yet told us, we don't learn until I think tomorrow's daf, that when you sprinkle on the karnos hamizbech, which sounds like you first mix it. The Mishnah says you mix the dama par dama sar, and then you pour it on the karnos hamizbech. So the Mishnah says, the Gemara says, our Mishnah holds that first you're ma'arvin the dama par dama sar, and then you pour it on the karnos hamizbeach. Ditmar, we have machlokas amarayim, that Rabbi Yoshia, Rabbi Yonasan, chad amar ma'arvin, v'chad amar ein ma'arvin. One held you mix it and then pour it over the corners of the mizbeach apnimi, and the other one felt that you don't mix it before, you only mix it after pouring it on the corners of the mizbeach apnimi. And the Gemara wants to suggest, this time, let's conclude, the Rabbi Yoshia, who de amar ma'arvin? He must be the one who holds you mix it first. Why? De amar, he holds the afagav lo ksiv yachtav, command de ksiv yachtav dami. Perhaps you're familiar with this sugya. We'll look at Rashi in just a second. But he holds whenever there's a letter vav connecting two different things, that implies it's a unit. They're all mixed together. And he says, even though it doesn't say yachtav, even though it doesn't say in the pasuk, they're together. The pasuk, the letter vav, always puts them together as one unit. Just look at Rashi to fill in the gap here. Rashi says four wide lines down, damer afagav lo ksiv yachtav. So what's the Gemara referring to? Referring to Gemara in Sanhedrin, appeared a couple other places. Ish asher yekalas aviv ves imo. If a person curses his father and or his mother, he gets a chiyum misa for doing so. Ein li ela aviv v'ima. I only know if he curses both his father and mother all at the same time, is he chayav misa? Aviv b'lo imo, imo b'lo aviv minayin. How do I know if he just curses one of them, either his mother only or his father? He also is chayav misa. Tam lomer aviv kilel kama and imo kilel divrei Rabbi Yoshia. Rabbi Yonasan omer mashma shneim kechad u'mashma kol echad v'yachad v'atzmo. It implies both them together and both them individually. Aji shifro l'cha hakas yachtav. That's the pasuk says yachtav, that they're together. We could understand the pasuk, the letter vav means and it also means or, either separately or together. You don't need a special drasha. But we see from here, amal Rabbi Yoshia, ilo hadar ksiv aviv v'imo kila. Had the pasuk not repeated aviv v'imo, I would have said havamina, reishit the crush, shneim kechad mashma. If it just said simply aviv v'imo like it says, that would mean them together as a unit. We have to have the pasuk repeated a second time to tell me it's also that they are separate. One without the other would also be chayav misa. But what comes out from here is, says Rashi, Hachanami midama par, it says in the pasuk midama sayer. The implication: the letter vav means end. It means end together. Shneim keechad mashma. So whenever, even though it doesn't say the word yachtav, it's as if it says yachtav here as well. It's as if it says mixed together. And he's the one who holds that the dama par dama sayer must be mixed together prior to pouring it over the karnas mizbeach. So Gemara says, no, not true. Afilu tema Rabbi Yonasan. Even though you might perhaps want to say Rabbi Yonasan, shiny hach, here's different. Dichsev achas. It says the word achas. In other words, even though normally when there's a letter of vav in the pasuk, Rabbi Yonasan says it implies both end and it also implies or, either one without the other. So in this case, it, since it says the word achas in the Torah, it says achas b'shana. It implies achas is a unit. Even he would agree. Perhaps you have to mix them together prior to pouring it on the karnas mizbech. So there is an araya whether this is Rabbi Yoshia or whether it is Rabbi Yonasan who says that you have to mix them together first. So Gemara says, Tani, the Braisa, Dilo Kishnuyan. The Braisa is not like we suggested initially. Initially, we wanted to suggest that Rabbi Yoshia is the one who says Ma'arvin and not Rabbi Yonasan. That was our initial suggestion, but this Braisa clearly says otherwise. What does the Braisa say? It says, V'lokach midam ha'par, midam ha'sar, shu mu'ravin divrei Rabbi Yoshia. I'm sorry, this is not like the answer, this is like the Havamina. This Braisa supports the Havamina, not like the second answer. The Havamina that Rabbi Yoshia says it should be mixed together. It says, again, lokach midam ha'par, midam ha'sar, that's the pasuk. What does that mean? It must mean that they're together, shu mu'ravin, that they're mixed together, and then you pour it on the corners of the Mizbeach, divrei Rabbi Yoshia, and Rabbi Yonasan says back, Omer, no, mizeh, bifnei atzmo, mazim bifnei atzmo, each one is going to be independent. Even though it says the word vav can mean or as well, and they're each independent. That's clearly in the Braisa. So the Gemara continues the conversation and says, Amar lo Rabbi Yoshia, but lo kfar nemar doesn't already say the pasuk achas, which means that they should be mixed together. So Amar lo Rabbi Yonasan, but lo kfar nemar, midama par, midama sar, which implies that they're separate. So that's back and forth, that's the conversation. Im kein lama nemar achas, so according to Rabbi Yonasan, who says, midama par separately from dama sar, what does he do with the word achas? So lo malachar achas, to tell me that you only do one sprinkling, you don't do two sprinklings. But in terms of them as a unit, you do them each separately on the corners of the Mizbeach. So Gemara says again, achas v'loshayim, midam par achas v'loshayim, midam asar. You do one from the dam par, but you don't do two from dam asar. So then the Gemara says, Tani idach, the other Braita says, v'lokach midam par midam asar, shumuravim temizeh, you have to mix them together. You might think you should mix them together and then do the sprinklings. Oh, perhaps einu ella mizeh b'fnasma, mizeh b'fnasma. Each one should be separate. Tamalomer achas, to put them together first, muravin, and then you do the sprinklings. So we see from this stama Rabbi Yoshia, the stama Braisa here is like Rabbi Yoshia that you mix it first and then you pour it on the corners of the mizbech. Let's quickly recap. We learned in the beginning talking about this concept of davar halam hekesh. How can we apply it by our din? Either this is not a hekesh, or perhaps this is a different thing because it's makomos, or perhaps it's all one big hekesh, not two hekeshim. Then we spoke about the blood they found in the parochas. Either it was an order, kisidron, which was an indication that was a dam hapar from Yom Kippurim, or it was out of order, it was an indication it was from the dam hapar helm shadabar and the siyav of the zara. We discussed then the different cases of mixing them together. Either you mix all the blood together, and then you have to figure out what to do, or perhaps you did the first sprinkling, then you mixed the remainder together. Then we discussed the case if you mix the cups together, you weren't sure which one is which, what the solution is, and then we discussed that might depend on the case of the chatas where you caught in four different cups. Use only one of them, what would the status be of the remaining three? Would they be shrayim or not shrayim? That might indicate what the halacha would be by our case of the third cup that was mixed from the dam par and dam asayir. And then finally, when they mixed together, was that before the karnas mizbeach hapanimi, or was that only after the karnas mizbeach hapanimi? Everyone have a wonderful day.